Nehemiah chapter 11. The leaders of the people lived in Jerusalem, and the rest of the people cast lots to bring one of 10 to live in Jerusalem, the holy city, and the other 9 remained in other towns. Then the people blessed all those who volunteered to live in Jerusalem. These are the provincial officials who lived in Jerusalem. However, in the towns of Judah, everyone lived on his own property, including some Israelites, priests, Levites, temple servants, and descendants of Solomon's servants. In Jerusalem lived some of the descendants of Judah and some of the descendants of Benjamin. The people from Judah included Athaiah, son of Uzziah, son of Zechariah, son of Amariah, son of Shephatiah, son of Mahalalel, a descendant of Perez. There was Maaseiah, son of Baruch, son of Kol-Hozeh, son of Hezahiah, son of Adaiah, son of Jorarib, son of Zechariah, a descendant of Shelah. All the descendants of Perez who lived in Jerusalem were 468. They were outstanding men. These are the descendants of Benjamin: Salu, son of Meshullam, son of Joed, son of Padiah, son of Koliah, son of Maaseiah, son of Ithiel, son of Jeshiah, and those following him, Gabbai and Salai, 928 men. Joel, son of Zikri, was their overseer, and Judah, son of Hashenuah, was second in command over the city. From the priests, Jediah, son of Joiarib, Jachin, Sariah, son of Hilkiah, son of Meshullam, son of Zadok, son of Merioth, son of Ahitub, the chief official of the house of God, and their associates who did the work for the house, 822 men, along with Adiah, son of Jeroham, son of Peliah, son of Amzai, son of Zechariah, son of Pasher, son of Malchijah. His brothers were heads of clans, 242 men, and Amashsai, son of Azrael, son of Azai, son of Meshillemoth, son of Immer, and their brothers, 128 valiant warriors. Their overseer was Zabdiel, son of Hagadolim. From the Levites, Shemaiah, son of Hashab, son of Azrakam, son of Hashabiah, son of Bunai, and Shabbathai, and Jozabed, who were from the leaders of the Levites and were in charge of the outside work of the house of God. There was Mattaniah, son of Micah, son of Zabdi, a descendant of Asaph, who was the director who began the thanksgiving and prayer, and Bakbukiah, the second among his brothers, and Abda, son of Shammua, son of Galil, son of Jeduthun. All the Levites in the holy city numbered 284. The gatekeepers, Akub, Talmon, and their brothers who kept the watch at the gates, 172 men. The remainder of Israel and of the priests and of the Levites were in all the towns of Judah. Everyone lived on his own inherited property. The temple workers lived in Ophel, and Ziha and Gishpa were in charge of them. The chief officers over the Levites in Jerusalem was Uzzi, son of Bani, son of Hashabiah, son of Mattaniah, son of Micah, of the descendants of Asaph, singers over the work in the house of God. They were under orders from the king, and firm orders were given for the singers as every day required. Then Pethahiah, son of Meshezabel, a descendant of Zerah, son of Judah, was at the king's side in all matters concerning the people. As for the villages and their fields, some of the people of Judah lived in Kiriath Arba and its villages, and in Dibon and its villages, and in Jekabizil and its villages, and in Jeshua, Molada, Beth Pelet, Hazar Shuai, and Beersheba and its villages. Some of the people of Judah lived in Ziglag, Mekona, and its villages, En Rimon, Zora, Jarmuth, Zenoa, Adullam, and their villages, and in Lachish, its fields, and Azekah, and its villages. So they encamped from Beersheba to the valley of Hinnom. The descendants of the Benjamites settled in Geba, Michmash, Ijah, Bethel, and its villages, Anathoth, Nob, Ananiah, Hazar, Ramah, Gittim, Hadid, Zeboam, Nabalat, Lod, Ono, and Giharashim. Some of the Levites who lived in Judah were assigned to the people of Benjamin.